You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyn joins us now to recognize that the Irish footprint in America has a long, storied history that is still prominent today.
And a very good morning to you all. There was a fierce argument broke out in my local pub back home in Cork one night. Who was the first Irish man to set foot on the soil of America? Batty O'Brien, a man of fierce proportions and the local historian to boot, he was on one side of the argument, and on the other side of the argument was Connie Casey, a thin, wiry wisp of a man. "I can answer that," says O'Brien. "The first Irish man to set foot in America was St. Brendan the Navigator, for 'twas he discovered America, although he kept his mouth shut about it." "And when was that?" says Casey. "Well," says O'Brien, "St. Brendan the Navigator was born in a place called Feenet in the year 500 AD, and he died in the county Galway in the year 580 AD. So the first Irishman to set foot on the soil of America did so about 1,400 years ago." "So the Irish were in America long before that," says Casey. "I had a grand uncle who left Ireland not long after the famine. In a sailing vessel he was, and about 200 miles off the coast of County Clare they were one night, when the sea becalmed itself, so they dropped anchor. And the following morning they hauled up the anchor to set sail again, and what was attached to the hook of the anchor? Only the wheel from a horse's cart. And so that proves that the Irish were going to America by road long before the Great Flood." It is a lovely story, that, I think. It does serve to illustrate the ties that bind us are long and the ties that bind us are strong. We do know that the Irish were probably coming to America long before the Vikings, which of course was long before Christopher Columbus. If you go to Dublin and if you look at the Book of Kells, this beautiful, sacred, medieval manuscript, and if you look at the illustrations and if you see the colour red, we do know that this red dye that was used for this manuscript came from here, from the New World, long before the Vikings. So it is remarkable. And I think another clear indication of the ties that bind us is probably when you consider how every time the President of the United States is elected, shortly thereafter, his social secretary will sit him down and they will look at the following 4 years and plan engagements and events. Christmas Day, of course, is sacred and sacrosanct, I suppose, and so too is the 4th of July and Thanksgiving, but then so too is the 17th of March, because on the 17th of March, the President pretty well must be at the White House to receive the Prime Minister of Ireland. Because for as long as I can remember, every year on the 17th of March, the President of the United States will greet the Prime Minister of Ireland at the White House for senior negotiations between American diplomats and Irish diplomats. And a couple of hours every year on the 17th of March is devoted to all things Irish. And there is no other senior political figure in the world who's guaranteed an appointment with the President of the United States every single year. I think this clearly serves to underline the ties that bind us. Spiritually and culturally, well, perhaps we are closer to Boston, we Irish, than we are to Berlin. Maybe we'll take that as a subject for debate another day. In the meantime, have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian O'Nunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.